Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm chapter 13. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, "We have defeated him." Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. Once again, that was the 13th chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. God, where are you? Have you ever prayed that prayer? Ever felt that desperation? You can say these thoughts, and you are allowed to pray these prayers. David cried out because God seems so distant. David's prayer was honest, emotional, and raw. You can be raw with God. He can see your heart anyway. Never stop praying. Even if you have to pray in anger, never stop the conversation. Have a real relationship with God. Real relationships include anger. And hear the challenge in the last two verses. Trust in God's unfailing love, even when he seems distant, and continue to sing to God. Sometimes the song says the inexpressible words like a ray of light in a time of dark depression. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. How can you grow your worship life, even during the week? When is the last time you took off the mask and dropped the script in your prayer life? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.